Blog Talk Radio.
And Screaming Goats.
All the children turn the lights. This is it, the night of night. No more rehearsing and nursing apart. We know every card by heart. All the children turn the lights. This is it, we'll hit the heights. And oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Dave and I are here dressed in coat and tails, bow tie, and white gloves. yeah, sure we are.
My tail keeps getting in my way.
Yeah, we are on radio. So, therefore, we are. And good evening. Welcome to Erie House Radio. I am Dale Kay from Spook Show, here along with...
Dave Bigley from Weirdest Really Bad Movie and Spaceship One.
And we ain't here with nobody else just yet. CW reports she's running a tad late, but we can expect to hear from her in a little while. Yep. And hi to Fogsbane and good old Bob Ugga to you all.
There you go.
And hi,
and Brother Gar is preparing for his horrible horror starring Garth Gould. Talk to him a little bit today.
Yeah, and, that's up right after us.
Yep. And that's almost past our bedtime, so, you know, you got to be careful there.
It is for me. I have this thing. Getting up at 2 in the morning, sometimes to keep an opossum from annoying my dog, but because he goes up to the window and makes faces at him and goes, nying, nying, nying.
They're not as bad as those nasty raccoons. Those nasty raccoons are far more devious than the possums.
They are devious, but they are funny, too. We just take them in stride, and there's less of a problem now that we have the dog. Because they bolt when they see them.
Raccoons are fine as long as they stay out of my house. Boy, when I lived over on Norton Street, I had all kinds of trouble with these guys moving in.
If you get a pack of them, or they get in your property. I've never had them in, like, not even in my garage, you know?
Wildlife is fine as long as it's outside. That's what I always say.
Where you belong, you filthy animals. you fur-bearing critters. As Yosemite Sam would say, since we're in a Looney Tooney mood. A great intro, Dave. Great suggestion for tonight's, this weekend's topic of acting. And we are acting up tonight with a... wonderful story from CBS Radio Mystery Theater.
Yeah, not the typical murder or ghost story or whatever that we kind of air a lot here on Mystery Theater. It's a different kind of a story here with about Charlie the actor.
And, yeah, but it'll be suspenseful. I cheated, Dave. I actually listened to a bit of it.
Oh, did you? I like it. It's a fun, to me, it's just a fun little story, and I get a kick out of it.
And do we have any prominent people in this one? I saw a list of names, and none of them really hit me.
Yeah, I think that you have your radio regulars in this one. And what's interesting, I have to bring it up here because I forget the guy's name. It is on the tip of my tongue, so let me stick out my tongue here and see it. Okay, where are you? Okay. But he's a guy that usually doesn't get, he's in it a lot, but he usually doesn't get the lead. And here, he kind of gets to be the lead. He doesn't have a voice of the lead, but it's nice to hear these guys.
It is a recognizable voice, though. I listened, and I'm like, I know this guy from somewhere.
And what's funny is his very deep voice, and they got a picture of him as a kid in there. I think it's like
the
when
hell?
People put their death notice in there. They're like 87 years old, and it's their high school graduation picture. You know, it doesn't make any sense because hardly anybody's going to remember you that way. Okay, it's still not coming up. Shame on it. I mean, I got the date without that, but come on, internet, do your stuff. We'll get back there in a minute. But I heard of him, and I heard him in several of the Theater Fives, and not a lot of them. Boy, I tell you what, I don't know what's wrong with this, but it is what it is. What it is. So I'll have to get back to that during one of the mid-break ones. But he's the lead, kind of more or less the lead actor in here. He's a cop on the beat that should be thinking about retirement pretty soon. But,
yep.
Sharp old cookie, he is.
He is. But fate will intervene, as we will find out here in our story tonight. We might as well get it started.
Yeah, why not?
CBS Radio Mystery Theater's Charlie the Actor. This one has an original broadcast date of June 14, 1978. This is episode what, 850?
That sounds about right. Yeah. 850.
No. Yeah, somebody did his homework. No. Look at that.
Here's 78 on 78. News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
It's episode 78. Who knows?
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Marshall. In truth, the Roman philosopher said, affluence will try even the souls of the wise. Absolutely. And you can take it even further. While it needs talent to weather adversity, it requires genius to survive prosperity. Adversity, prosperity. We shall explore the relative merits of each.
But you can't arrest the king of Barania.
I can if he broke the law.
It doesn't make any difference.
You mean he's allowed to break the law?
Oh, look, Bouncer, why don't we just forget it?
Why?
If you arrest him, the U.S. can get into a war.
So what? You mean the U.S. couldn't lick Barania?
Our mystery drama, Charlie the Actor, written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan, and stars Leon Janney. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and ARM, Allergy Relief Medicine. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Basically, you're kind of a procrastinator, aren't you?
Can I get back to you later on that?
But you don't just put things off. No, sir, you put things off for a reason.
Say, when are these snow shovels going to sale?
August. I'll wait.
But what about the 2 feet of snow in our driveway, Wally?
It'll melt.
Well, for you purposeful procrastinators, Buick has some very good news. At this time of year, your Buick dealer may get very accommodating when it comes to deals. On compact, fun-to-drive Skylarks, roomy, comfortable Centuries, luxurious Regals, even full-size LeSabres and elegant Electras. Now, while we hate to hurry you, this is what a lot of other procrastinators have been waiting for, too. So stop dawdling, because you can afford a Buick. Yes, you can. Right now, at your Buick dealers.
Am I too late?
No, sir. I'd say you're just in time.
Yes, you can.
Now Northwest Federal Savings has two new ways to help you get more for your savings dollar. There's their high-interest 8% year savings certificate and their T-Market certificate, too. The 8-year savings certificate pays 8% annual interest on deposits of $1,000 or more. Compounded daily, it has an effective yield of 8.45%. Northwest's other new way to save is their T-Market certificate. It's a 6-month savings certificate for investments of $10,000 or more, with interest 1/4% higher than the latest average weekly auction yield of 6-month Treasury bills. That's 1/4% more than banks pay on similar investments. There are no extra fees or service charges. Federal regulations require a substantial penalty for early withdrawal. See a savings counselor at any Northwest Federal Savings Center for more information about their two new ways to save.
age, it is said, is the last act in the play of life. In the drama of every man, it leads to the final curtain. As the bard has written, all the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. Many of us can attract and thrill the audience during Act 1 and Act 2, but most of us find ourselves all alone in the deserted theater toward the end of Act 3.
Hey, Bouncer, where you been?
Too late for a steak, Molly?
Coming up.
Yeah, I was afraid you'd be closed.
Yeah, I should have been.
Yeah.
Well, you take your life in your hands staying open late in this neighborhood.
Yeah, that's the truth. I remember years ago.
Oh, them days. I'll never come back.
What we used to have here, the theaters, the hotels.
It was class.
Today?
Oh. Hey, listen, I got something special for you.
Yeah? What?
You know the guy that services the jukebox?
Huh?
I made him get me a couple of records.
Which records?
We don't get no call for them these days, he says. Well, I says, I'm calling for them now. Listen.
Yeah.
You remember when they used to play the Paramount around the corner?
Yeah, I remember when they used to be the Paramount.
Yeah, the Paramount, the state, the capital. Whatever happened to them days, huh?
Nothing, I guess they just disappeared, that's all.
Yeah.
And we just got older.
Hey, what's wrong, Bouncer?
Nothing, I think I'm going to put in my papers.
You're going to retire from the department?
Because I don't belong.
Oh, how can you say that?
Because I don't know how to be a cop no more.
That ain't true.
It's a new world, Molly. I don't understand it. I remember this neighborhood 35, 40 years ago when I first came on the beat.
Oh, it was always tough.
Yeah, but you could handle it. You know what I mean? And bad as the neighborhood was, you were a part of it. You saw some kids stepping too far out of line. You took them aside and explained things. Maybe you had to give them a little rap across the chop.
I know.
9 times out of 10, you straightened them out. And his old man, his old lady, they thanked you for it.
Sure.
Just lay a finger on some young punk today, and you know what happens.
Oh, let's don't talk about it.
Hey, that steak's going to be well done.
I'll leave it to Molly.
Hey, you got any fries?
Oh, I ought to say no. You know, you should watch your weight.
I watch it.
Yeah, you sit there and you watch it.
Well, it's the new cops, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They all been to college.
Mm-hmm.
They all know big words.
Yeah.
They all got these great new theories. I'm riding the car with a kid who wasn't even born when I first put on the badge. And he's spouting off about the sociological implications of the disintegration of the linear familial peer group.
What's it mean?
Do I know? Does he know? First, I figured sociological was like socialist. I know what that means.
I saved you some apple pie.
I don't belong no more, Molly.
And I got fresh coffee.
I don't fit in the picture.
And we'll put a little chocolate ice cream on that apple pie.
Look at me, Molly. Look at me in the mirror. I'm old, I'm fat.
Oh, come on, Bouncer.
I'll tell you the worst thing of all. I've become a character. I know how they talk about me, the rookie cops. Hey, you riding with Bouncer tonight? He's a million laughs. Get him started on them stories of his about the old times. Get him to tell you how he got the nickname, Bouncer.
Look, you're the best cop in the precinct. You got the one thing you can't learn. You got to be born with it.
What's that?
Instinct.
So what? Today it's all on the computer. If it ain't on the computer, nobody wants to know about it.
Look, I'll tell you what. We spent the last 10 minutes listening to your troubles. You want to spend the next 10 minutes listening to mine?
Hey, let's play another one of them tunes, huh?
Yeah, and this time let's use your quarter.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
why wasn't you in for supper?
I was on special detail.
Yeah? Where?
Up on East 83rd Street.
Doing what?
Pulling guard at this embassy.
Oh, which one?
Some country called Murania.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, there's maybe 20, 30 countries you never heard of. Like, I was on detail at the UN one time. It seemed like there was a new one coming out every day.
Yeah, and on the other hand, there's a lot of countries you used to hear about, but no more. Like, whatever happened to Serbia? Or Montenegro? Or Albania?
Albania's still around.
Well, didn't they have a king once that used to smoke 200 cigarettes a day?
Huh?
Poor guy. Here he was a king, and all he can be remembered for is... Wait a second. There was something about Mulroney in today's paper.
Yeah? What?
Yeah, it's in the journal.
What's this 2x4 country like Mulroney doing on the front page?
Oh, it's the king. See? Hmm? He's due here tomorrow.
So that's what it's all about.
He's going to be here for a week.
That's why there's so many cops assigned.
Is it a good detail?
If they don't have a riot.
Well, according to the paper, you can count on it.
Look at this king.
Mm-hmm.
Sure got a lot of medals.
All kings do. They don't earn them, do they?
Nah, they just hand them out to each other.
What is it, Bouncer?
This king, what's his name? Zofrana?
Close enough. Well, what about him?
Where have I seen him before?
You ever been to Mauritania?
I don't even know where it is.
Well, read down there what it says.
The Balkans.
You ever been to the Balkans?
I never even heard of them.
Yeah, well, it's the south of Europe somewhere.
How would you know?
I had this Greek counterman one time, and he
well,
told me...
Why does this king look so familiar, huh?
Because it must look like somebody you know.
No.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah, there's a difference.
What kind of difference?
Between a guy who looks like somebody you know and a guy who is somebody you know.
Hey, where would you come off knowing the king of Mauritania?
Molly, I'm telling you, I know this guy.
Oh, sure.
I know him.
Hey, you want another piece of pie?
Tomorrow I'll know for sure.
Yeah? Well, what's tomorrow?
Tomorrow he's supposed to show up. It's hard to tell everything from a picture. Wait till I see him in the flesh.
Leave me know how you make out.
Bouncer?
Oh, yes, Sarge?
Hey, you want to come with me?
Where are we going?
Around the back.
What's doing around the back?
I got nobody in the back door, and I got five guys up front.
Yeah, but why me?
No reason. I just happened to pick you.
Is that a fact, Sarge?
Sure. What else?
You mean you want to keep me out of trouble?
Why, Bouncer, how could you say that, huh?
Yeah, because when I was your age, that's how we also protected the old guys.
Look, Bouncer, there isn't going to be any trouble.
That's not what I read in the papers.
Well, you don't want to believe everything you encounter in the media.
There was riots in Mauritania when this king left. There's going to be more when he shows up here.
Oh, come on, Bouncer. There aren't enough Mauritanian Americans.
For riots, you can always raise a crowd.
Your orders are to guard the rear of these premises.
Against what? Squirrels? Chipmunks?
At the first sign of trouble, you're to radio for immediate assistance.
Hey, Sarge, any of these clowns try something, I'll bounce them around myself.
Hey, that must be the king. Look, I'm going back around to the front.
But if I'm stuck here, how can I get a good look at him?
Well, what do you want to look at him for?
Well, hello there.
The Polizei.
Yes, ma'am, the Polizei.
Polizei Americano. He's good.
Not bad. Are you the queen?
The queen?
Yeah, the first lady, the empress.
Empress? Oh, empresia. Why you say that?
Well, King Zofrana hangs his hat here, don't he? Figured you must be his wife.
Wife?
His better half. His ball and chain. His spouse.
Oh, esposana. No.
Why not? You're pretty enough.
Oh, I am the cook.
Hey, I'll bet you're pretty good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, my name's Bouncer. What's yours?
Doria.
Hey, Doria. What's the chances of promoting a cup of coffee, huh?
sponsor?
Yeah.
Hey, here's your raincoat.
Oh, thanks, Sarge.
Very cozy. Little back porch here with a roof. What are you eating?
I don't know. It's got a jawbreaker for a name, but it's got lamb and veal and pork and beef
and garlic.
Yeah.
Leave it to you, Bouncer. You can always scare up some chow.
Any action up front?
Yeah, a little fracas, but we broke it up.
What do they want from this guy, Sarge?
They want to kill him.
Why?
Well, that's the way it goes in his country.
The way what goes?
Well, the ones that are out want to knock off the ones that are in because the ins are stealing the country blind and the outs want to get in there so they can have their turn at the cash register.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
3 hours to go. Midnight, Jerry will bring over your relief and take you back to the station house. Now, keep out of trouble.
Oh, me?
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Bouncer?
Hiya, Dorian.
Oh, Bouncer. You're hungry, no?
I could accommodate a little snack.
Oh, come inside.
No, I gotta guard the back of the house.
You can guard from inside, no?
I can guard from inside, yes.
Come. Now, I have prepared the... How you say, snack. And you can watch through window, indoor, as you eat, no? Now, we have the fish, the chicken, which you like.
I can handle them both.
Oh, I love it to watch as you eat.
Course, Ninjas, you mouth here.
Who's that?
Oh, it is
just
King.
Just warn you.
He's angry.
What's he saying?
Oh, he's angry, big angry.
About what?
Oh, he is coming into kitchen. The king.
What would a king be doing in the kitchen?
He likes to drink the glass milk.
Glass in a milk bowl.
Ah, that.
Good evening, Your Majesty. I'm the cop on the beat, Your Majesty. Just keeping out of the rain for a bit.
Rain, not good.
You got a point there, Your Majesty.
Good for farm.
Glacine milkvu, Majestine.
That? That's the king?
That is King Zofrana of Morenia. Long live 1,000 years.
Yeah? He may be the king of Morenia, honey. But you can take it from me. He's also somebody else.
There is a picture painted by Salvador Dali called The Persistence of Memory. Memory, elusive, deceptive. It will not stay. And it will not go. How often we try to remember something, but what was it? Where has it gone? Or did it ever exist? Obviously, we shall have to work on it further in Act Two.
Tired oil? That's got to be bad news.
Don't you know there's good news round the corner?
And this week, your local Goodyear service store is featuring an oil and lube, just $5.88 for up to 5 quarts of major brand 10W30 grade oil and a complete lubrication. Goodyear knows how to take care of your car, so come on in for an oil and lube, just $5.88, slightly more in California.
Goodyear Tire and Auto Service for more good years in your car.
You know the kind of day when it's so hot the chickens are laying fried eggs? Well, that's the time for Country Time.
Country Time, Country Time, tastes like that good old-fashioned lemonade.
Country Time lemonade flavor drink. Not too tart, not too sweet, with natural lemon flavor. When you got a thirst for the taste of good old-fashioned lemonade.
Country Time, Country Time, tastes like that good old-fashioned lemonade.
Laying a fried egg, that has got to hurt.
It's better than laying a hard-boiled one.
We're back with the lovely and delightful.
Hello. Late, but always
worth the wait. Oh, I thought he was cueing the pickle. I don't know. I just didn't miss that one. Our lead actor tonight, Leon Janney. That's one I was having trouble remembering. Anyway, he was in 84 of these mystery theaters. He also going back to Silence. He was in his first stage appearance came when he was 2 years old, and went on to work with
Silent Radio.
No. He was on stage. Anyway, he went on to love the stage, but went on to movies. First one was in a Lillian Gish movie, and he played, got to play with some of the big stars of the time. Look at here, playing their child, the child version of the adult when they would have, like, flashbacks. Interesting. It was like Reginald Denny and Conrad Nagel and Richard Cortez. And then Hal Roach noticed him, put him in an episode of Our Gang, the comedy, the episode called Bear Shooters, and he was Spud. However, Roach realized he was too old to gel with the other members of the gang, so that was his one and only episode of The Little Rascals.
Huh.
And went on to... really, he was considered a quintessential male juvenile star in the movies, actually earning more than $100,000 a year in the mid-1930s. Is pretty amazing.
That's a good chunk of change. We don't need the calculator to know that's a lot of dough.
Even
wormed
his way into radio. He became a master of dialection. And he was a master using convincing foreign accents, even more so adapting regional accents from the United States. After serving in World War II as a translator, he continued to work in the radio and theater. Now, it worked against him because he was, during World War II, he was a Russian translator, fluent Russian, and he was a translator. That got him into trouble, of course, during the blacklist. And he was blacklisted from the movies at that point. Stayed busy with the stage and with radio. He appeared on, Adventures of Dick Cole. He was in Life of Mary Southern. He was on the Ethel Merman Show, Chick Carter, Boy Detective. He was on Suspense. He was on Mysterious Traveler, several episodes of X-1. And it doesn't mention his, although I did hear him there, it doesn't mention his time on the Theater 5, but again, 84 episodes of the CBS Radio Mystery Theater, and did big roles on television. Car 54, Where Are You? The Defenders, Jackie Gleason Show, The Last Mile. Another world, The Edge of Night. A lot of these radio guys ended up on soap operas. So anyway, I never really thought of him, hearing his voice over the years of Mystery Theater, as a lead, but he certainly is holding his own here.
Oh yeah, it's an interesting character. You definitely want to see what's going to happen to him.
Absolutely.
And with that being said, let's find out a little bit more of what happens to him with our second part of Charlie the Actor from CBS Radio Mystery Theater.
Look, look, look to the rainbow. Can feel the rainbow of flavor and fun. Reach, reach, reach for the flavor. Bubbly, fresh flavor that's your number one.
If you're looking for a little variety in your soft drinks, look to Canfield's rainbow of fresh fruit flavors. Triple-filtered water and dancing carbonation. Let the taste of real fruit juices come through.
Come, come, come. Taste the rainbow. Canfield's rainbow of flavor and fun.
Come taste the delicious difference of real orange juice in Canfield's honey orange. Or refresh your taste with Canfield's strawberry. Or grape. Or black cherry, or lemon lime.
Reach, reach, reach for the flavor, bubbly fresh flavor that's your number one. Come, 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 taste the rainbow, Canfield's rainbow of flavor and fun.
Is the
the king of Murania. You never heard of Murania? Well, don't dismiss it out of hand. Consider the history of the last 20 or 30 years. Where had most of it been made? Why, as the popular song used to say, in faraway places with strange-sounding names. But to answer the question, the king of Murania is Zofrana, the 22nd. However, the hero of our story, a veteran streetwise cop, thinks the king is also somebody else.
What did you say about the king?
Listen, honey. You sure he's the king?
Oh, yes. He is king.
I must be getting old.
Is the chicken cook full?
Chicken's just great.
It's true?
Mm. To prove it, I'll even have another piece.
Oh, good. It's good.
Where have I seen this guy before, your king?
What do you say? Hey, Bouncer. When are we getting married?
When I'm ready, Molly, to assume the responsibilities of a wedded state.
Well, listen what I got for you tonight. You remember that, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, what's the matter, Bouncer?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, rough details standing around in all that rain, huh?
That's for sure.
I'll bet you didn't get anything to eat all night, neither, huh?
You ain't kidding.
Oh, well, I'll have you supper in just a minute.
You got tonight's paper.
Yeah, here. I saved it for you.
Hmm. Yeah, here he is. On the front page.
Who?
The king of Murania, that's who.
This thing all about?
What thing?
The thing with you and the king of whatever the place is.
Molly, you ever look at anybody and say, I know this guy?
Oh, sure. But I don't make a career out of it.
Maybe I'm getting old.
Here's your supper.
What's this?
What's it look like? Poached egg on dry toast.
For me?
Wheat tea without sugar.
What's going on?
You know why you eat so much?
Because I'm hungry.
Because you're frustrated.
Oh, come on, Molly.
That's what this psychiatrist told me.
Now, listen.
He was in here having his lunch.
A poached egg?
What he said, it made sense.
If they're crying out loud.
You got this here compulsion to eat.
Who says so?
Who we been talking about? The psychiatrist.
Those guys are phonies.
Okay, Bouncer. I admit some of them may be quacks, but this guy...
Wait a minute.
For what?
That's his name.
Whose name?
This guy that's supposed to be King of Murania.
What's his name?
You just said it.
I just said it. When?
Just now. You were talking about psychiatrists.
Yeah.
You said some of them was quacks.
So?
So that's his name.
His name is Quacks?
No. It's Ducks.
His name is Ducks?
No, not Ducks. It's a goose. No. Gander.
Hey, Bouncer, are you okay?
No, it ain't Gander. It's a...
Keep swimming.
Swan. Mallard. Drake. That's his name. Drake.
Once again, whose name?
Who we've been talking about. Here, this guy whose picture's in the paper.
Bouncer, if you can read, underneath the picture, it's written King Zofrana, the 22nd of Murania, right?
You know what this goes to prove, Molly? You don't want to believe everything you read in the paper. His name is Carlton Billingham Drake, also known as Charlie the Actor.
Bouncer, what are you saying?
I remember. This has to be over 30 years ago. He used to hang around Bay's drugstore on Broadway with all the other young actors that was looking for a break. Yeah, remember Bay's, Molly?
Who don't remember Bay's?
He used to go there to use the phones. Then they'd drift down here where your old man, he should rest in peace, he'd leave him run up a tab. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Now, look at this guy again.
Yeah, but it says he's the king of Murania.
Disregard what it says.
How can I disregard?
See if he don't look like one of them starving actors that used to hang around here. Carlton Billingham Drake. You recognize the face?
I remember the name. He got sent to jail for a robbery.
Murder.
Yeah, he killed a guy.
A dame.
His wife.
It wasn't even married. She was an actress.
Oh, sure. Who was she again?
Doreen Davidson.
Right, Doreen Davidson. A big blonde.
A little redhead.
Yeah, and he killed her because he was in love with her, and he caught her with another guy.
Hugh Daines, that's how you always rewrite history. He killed her because he loved her. Nah, that ain't what happened at all.
No?
It was his first big part, see? She played opposite him. He has this big scene where he gets to make this great speech. And every night, while he's making it, she upstages him.
And that's why he killed her?
He was an actor. It was reason enough.
Now I remember. He got set up for life.
No, they gave him the chair.
Oh.
In them days, the law didn't fool around.
Yeah, but then the governor...
That's right, the governor changed it to life.
So he's got to be in jail, if he's still alive.
Mm-mm. 8-10 years ago, he escaped. I was reading about it. There was a rumor he'd gone to Europe. Whatever it was, he dropped out of sight.
Charlie the actor.
Yeah,
I remember him now.
Well, now that you got Charlie in mind... Take another look at the picture of this king.
Yeah, but, Bouncer, it's been more than 30 years since I've seen him.
All right, already. Add on the 30 years. The wrinkles and the lines and so forth. Does he look like Charlie the actor 30 years later?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he could be. Mm. Oh, but, Bouncer, how is it possible?
Well, the question is, how do I handle it?
Handle what?
Let's say I report it to the sergeant.
What are you going to report to the sergeant?
That the king ain't the king. But that he's Charlie the actor.
Look, Bouncer, all you got is the fact that there's a kind of resemblance.
That's all I'd have to do, yeah.
Look, Bouncer, why don't you just forget it, huh?
No, I got to report it.
Why?
Because I'm a good cop.
Oh, look, Bouncer, don't get yourself into trouble.
Well, there won't be nothing new.
Well, how's things back here, Bouncer?
Quiet. How's it up front?
Well, it gets a little unruly now and then.
Listen, Sarge. Did you get a good look at this king?
Yeah, pretty good. Why?
Don't he remind you of somebody?
I don't know.
You want to think for a minute?
Look, I could think for an hour. He doesn't look like anybody I know. Yeah, he does. My wife's uncle. Why?
Would you say he looked like Charlie the actor?
Who?
Carlton Billingham Drake. He murdered this actress he was on the stage with maybe 35 years ago.
Bouncer, 35 years ago, I wasn't even born.
This here king's a dead ringer for Charlie the actor.
Yeah, well, that very well might be.
I say they're the same person.
You're saying the king is this Charlie the actor, huh?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Bouncer, this is far out, even for you.
Leave me give you what the media would call a scenario.
Yeah, Bouncer, I'm due around the front.
Carlton Billingham Drake commits murder.
Yeah, you already told me that.
He gets sentenced to life in the slammer.
Bouncer, I do not have the time.
He busts his way out. Last heard, he really someplace in Europe. He gets to be king of Morania.
Well, that is a very big jump. Now, how did he get to be king, huh?
I don't know.
Why did he get to be king?
I don't know that either.
Well, it would seem that you really don't know very much.
But I know enough. I know this clown inside the house that calls himself King Zofrana the 22nd is none other than Carlton Billingham Drake, Charlie the actor.
Well, it's a most thought-provoking speculation. An extremely fortuitous verisimilitude.
Sarge.
Hmm?
Whenever a young cop uses big words, it's a sign he doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, Bouncer. In a million years, it could never be true, all right? But, okay, say it is. What's it to you and me if these foreigners in Morania want to take a guy like Charlie the actor and crown him King Zofrana the 22nd?
Just this. Charlie the actor is an escaped con. You want to just walk away from it?
Well, what do you want me to do?
Bring him in.
Look, Bouncer, I won't say anything about this to anybody.
but I think you should see a doc.
Okay, Sarge, okay.
Do you want me to go in there and put the cuffs on the King of Moravia and haul him downtown?
You don't have to stick your neck out that far. I'll put the cuffs on him.
Bouncer, it'll start a war.
So what? You mean the U.S. can't lick Moravia?
Well, it wouldn't be a war exactly. It'd just be a diplomatic mess. The entire State Department.
I don't care about the State Department. I work for the police department.
Ooh, Bouncer, you do not arrest the king of a foreign country.
That's my point.
What's your point?
He ain't the king. He's Charlie the actor.
That is only a suspicion on your part.
You mean we never arrest guys on suspicion?
No, no, not when they happen to be kings.
So we're just going to stand around and do nothing?
Oh, Bouncer, why do you always give everybody such a hard time?
All we got to do is haul this character downtown, fingerprint him, and that'll prove once and for all who he is.
Well, what if the fingerprints prove he is the king?
Don't worry.
Don't worry, he says.
It's the only way to do it.
No. There's another way to do it. You prove he's Charlie the actor first.
Yeah?
Then you get his fingerprints.
How?
My Bouncer, a man of your experience, judgment, and savvy? It shouldn't be any problem at all.
As they say in the thrillers, thickens. Our friend the Bouncer is evidently a man of prodigious memory. Obviously, one of those rare people who can remember everything. Is this good? Well, in this particular situation, we might remind Bouncer of a wise saying by no less a philosopher than the late Groucho Marx. I never forget a face, but in your case, I'll make an exception. I'll be back shortly. Act 3.
We're going to stick our neck out and tell you something.
It's hard to mix with Arrow. Arrow shirts.
And the reason is so simple.
America's shirt maker is Arrow shirt.
America's shirt maker has done it again with what is probably the best shirt collar ever made. Arrow's patented custom collar, and only Arrow's got it. It's a whole inch wider at the bottom than the top, just like your neck is. It's adjustable by a full half inch, and it's got a special notch so the neck band doesn't show over your top.
America's shirt maker is Arrow shirt.
See why we're sticking our neck out. Stick your neck into an Arrow custom collar.
America's shirt maker is Arrow shirt.
If we're not already your shirt maker, we ought to be.
Brava Brava, the sensational new Fiat Brava, winner of the 1977 World Rally Championship, comes to Bell Auto Imports in Chicago in two-door, four-door, and station wagon models for immediate delivery. Prices start at only $4,548 POE. Listen to some of the standard equipment on the Fiat Super Brava. Radial tires, power brakes, tinted glass, tilt steering wheel, rear window defroster, and much more included at the low, low prices. Take a test drive tomorrow at Bell Auto, 25th and Michigan. And Bell continues its sale of brand new 77 Fiats for only $200 over Bell's own cost. Now's the time to take advantage of the super bargains on new Fiats at Bell Auto Imports. Nothing drives like a Fiat. They're just minutes from downtown at 2500 South Michigan Avenue. They're closed on Sundays, but open daily until 7, Saturdays until 5. Bell Auto.
Wow, you could buy a car for less than $5,000. That's something.
Brand new, I guess.
Brand new.
What is a POE? What is it? What was a POE?
Price on.
I
don't know.
Wow.
Price over export? I don't know.
Yeah, for that amount of money, you can just about do the grocery shopping now.
I know what POS is. I get a lot of those kind of cars.
Yes, if I phase in and out, it's because I'm doing what Gar did yesterday. I'm doing the grocery shopping.
Ah.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. So, tortilla chips or potato chips?
You know what I bought today? I'd never heard of them before. We were down at the peanut shop in Akron, and I got chocolate-covered potato chips. Chocolate-covered potato chips.
Yeah, I tried it.
Really?
It seems wrong.
I've heard of them.
They're the Pringle variety because they, I guess they hold together better. Unless you get...
Pringles, isn't that wood pulp?
No, they are, as the British say, they are crisps, not chips. They are crisps.
Oh, yes, crisps. The Brits have crisps. They have crisps and dunk their biscuits, which we call cookies, in their tea. Oh, how posh we are.
Yes, tin biscuits.
I shouldn't even be having chips of any sort, but if I'm really going to go psycho, it's not going to be chocolate-covered potato chips. I'll try a deep-fried Oreo first.
Yeah, don't go for the buffalo chips. Those are no good.
No.
Cow chips, man, those are no good. I tried them. They're awesome. Bad, horrible aftertaste.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Yes, we've got this old aging policeman with this dilemma of knowing that this king is a phony.
He kind of reminded me of his steadfastness. It kind of reminds me of Kolchak. Never give her an inch. I'll stick to your guns. There's something afoot.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of that. The goat didn't either.
Yeah, the goat didn't either.
No. You'd never thought of that. Mm. Interesting. No, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I had
sort of a compare and contrast sort of characters there.
Yep. Interesting. You know, speaking of the goat, I went on this premise. My wife and I were sitting down at Burger King, having some a lunch this afternoon on the way home, and I said, Dale says, you know, because she hears the screaming goat from downstairs when we're doing the podcast, and I says, you know what, Dale says, there's a bunch of screaming goat videos on the internet, on YouTube, and I'd never looked them up, and she said, I don't want to see that. I said, no, we got to see it. So I found a clip of a bunch of screaming goats, and she thought that they were, like, kicking the goat to make them scream. No, they just walk around making these noises.
Oh, that's pretty hideous.
It's hilarious. I think it's crazy.
Let them knock
them
like that. How would have nightmares,
my goodness.
Well, that'd give you a nightmare. So you hear that in the middle of the night coming from the barn.
I just see someone making a movie of that. First, it'll be right up there with that Iga and Manos, the Hands of Fate, and then you have the Screaming Goat.
The Screaming Goat.
Right up there with high-level productions, such as Iga and Manos.
Yep.
Manos.
Yep.
And Monster a Go Go is pretty bad too. It's just like a bunch of walking around.
Yeah.
Come in.
Yeah. Oh, so someone's banging their head against the wall because they just found out how much tomatoes cost. Yep. There it goes.
Oh, that's terrible.
Calm down.
That's why I've been growing stuff, man. In the summer, we've been growing stuff because stuff costs too much.
Man,
well,
what it takes to get that ice cream in
the cage there to make sure it's right.
What it takes to squeeze that ice cream into that freezer, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, heck yeah. Hey, you don't want to see what people are doing to the poor moose tracks. And
Oh, the moose tracks.
Oh, the humanity.
They make what company is it? I think it's Pierre's, makes a bunch of the low sugar ice cream. And they have a moose tracks version with low sugar. It's no added sugar.
No added sugar, right.
No added sugar.
If you look at the ingredients, it's significantly less sugar.
Yeah. Well, Häagen-Dazs usually is pretty, I mean, they have milk, cream, sugar, and vanilla, and then they'll put in the flavor, if it's chocolate or the leche flavor, but it's pretty basic ice cream.
Chocolate is the only flavor.
Chocolate.
Oh, I've been getting into the sea salt caramel.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'll be eating some raw cookie dough here while we... No, just kidding.
Look what
I'll be taking over for Dale as he goes into a sugar high. Thank you very much.
Oh, there we are. Well,
yeah, I hate these sugar up and downs, man. They are no fun.
Yeah, but folks, since we've whet your appetite, let's go back. We'll see if that hard-nosed detective, a la the cousin five times removed the Carl Kolchak.
Yep, this is a long segment, so let's wrap up. Charlie the Actor.
This is WBBM in Chicago.
An elephant never forgets. Who says so? Well, they say so. You know, that certain indefinable they who seem to have the final word on everything. No one has ever proved the prodigiousness of an elephant's memory, but we seem to have absorbed it into our culture, and it is now an accepted fact. Well, while we cannot vouch for the tenacity of an elephant's memory, our candidate for the champion non-forgetter of all time is a cop named Bouncer.
Bouncer?
Oh, hi, Doria.
You have... you feel... You are hungry?
You could say I'm all of them.
Come. I have the, how you call, a snack.
Don't mind if I do.
See? It's lamb and veal.
Yeah, it looks great. Listen, Doria, I want to ask you something. This king of yours...
Zofrana. Long life, 1,000 years.
How long's he been king?
How long?
Yeah, how long? When did he become king?
Oh, since he's little boy.
Little boy?
Since he's wearing long hair with curlies.
So now he's about what, 55?
Oh, yes, yes.
He's been king all that time, huh?
He's good, the veal.
Yeah. He's very good, the veal.
You like king?
I can take him or leave him.
Why you ask so much?
Just curious.
When Polizei ask, he's signed that everything is not good.
Hey, look, it's almost 9 o'clock. Which means that the king is due for his glass of milk, huh?
Yes.
Do you want to do something for your country?
Yes. Oh, buzzer rings from the room of king.
Yeah, now listen, Doria.
King wants milk.
You have to do this for your country.
Yes.
How do you bring him the milk?
Bring him milk in glass. Is no good?
It's great. Now, don't touch the glass, okay?
Not touch glass?
No. Pick up the glass with a napkin. Put it down on the tray, okay?
Well, I...
Just do it, huh?
Okay.
Now, pour the milk into it, okay?
Okay.
Now, pick up the tray. Don't touch the glass, okay?
Okay.
And when he finishes the milk, you bring the glass back here to me, okay?
Okay.
And don't, whatever you do, don't touch it. Just bring it back to me. Okay?
Okay. Oh, Bouncer.
Ah, back so quick, huh?
Here is glass.
No, don't touch it. Here, leave me pick it up off the tray with his handkerchief. That's good.
You take glass?
You mind?
Mind? What is mind?
Well, you see, I'm a great fan of the king's.
Fan?
Yeah. So I thought I'd like to have this little souvenir.
Ah, souvenir. Da.
Thanks a lot, Doria.
You come in later for coffee, no?
I come in later for coffee, yes. Sarge.
Bouncer, you left your post.
It's okay. The chipmunks and the squirrels are still there.
This is serious.
I know, which is why I brought you this.
What is it?
What does it look like? It's a glass.
What do I want with a glass?
You said to get the king's fingerprints.
Okay, Bouncer, okay.
You just run them through the check, and we'll see if they don't prove
I
that...
I said okay, Bouncer.
Remember, Sarge, if you're just bluffing me off, the responsibility will rest absolutely on you.
Bouncer, I said okay. Now get back to your post.
Sure thing.
And be alert.
You know me, Sarge. I'm always alert.
Yeah, well, good. We got a tip. Somebody may try to knock off the king tonight.
The joke will be on them. He ain't the king. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe...
Bouncer, will you get back to your post?
Bouncer?
Hi, Doria.
You like the coffee?
I always like the coffee.
It's on stove. Fresh.
You don't have to ask me twice. Sure smells good.
Bouncer, why you say king is not king?
Doria, I can trust you. I know him as somebody else.
Somebody else? How is it possible?
Well, that's the way it is.
But how is it possible for someone else to become King Sofrana?
Shh! I'm not concerned with that, Doria. I'm concerned with a person whose name is Carlton Billingham Drake.
His big name. How you say it?
Just call him Charlie the Actor. He's an escaped con.
Con?
Prisoner.
Oh, he's terrible.
Doria, is there anybody in this place you can trust?
Oh, yes, ambassador, big man, great patriot.
Any time now, the sergeant is going to get those fingerprints verified.
Da?
And he'll have to come in here to make the arrest.
Arrest?
So, tell the ambassador to be prepared for it. You know what I mean? It should be smooth and quiet, understand?
Da. Smooth and quiet.
Go ahead, quick. Now, let me see. There should be an apple strudel in the icebox. Ah, right here.
Stand still, huh? Do not, I repeat, do not turn around. Do not reach for your guns. Now then, raise your hands, and I shall relieve you of your weapon. There, that's better.
Can I turn around now?
You may.
Well, if it ain't Charlie the Actor.
You are guilty, my friend, of lèse majesté. It is not the way to address a king.
Come off it, Charlie.
Why do you call me Charlie?
Would you rather I called you Carlton Billingham Drake?
Oh, it's been years since I heard that.
Hey, what happened to your accent?
My accent?
Yeah, the one you used the other night.
Ah, you have no idea how joyful it is to speak English again.
How long are you going to point that heater at me?
Until I figure out what to do with you. As they say in the thriller, you know too much.
How are you going to get rid of me?
Mm-hmm. Well, Moranians are very inventive when it comes to getting rid of undesirables.
Yeah, but I'm a cop. My sergeant knows where I am.
How did you recognize me, anyhow?
I never forget a face.
After all these years... Yes, I remember you now. You were the cop on the Broadway beat. That fat cop they used to call Bouncer.
Hey, your memory ain't too bad neither.
I am an actor.
Yeah, well, how did you get to play this particular part?
Well, I don't suppose it'll do any harm to tell you. I escaped from prison, stowed away in a freighter. I landed in Europe. I wandered around looking for work. Finally, I landed a job with a touring Shakespearean company. One night we were playing in Grudbag.
Where's that?
It is the capital of Morania. And after the show, a couple of men came by and they offered me a very interesting proposition.
Yeah?
Yes. How would I like to be king of Morania?
Just like that?
No. It was a little more complicated. I look something like the king, but with the right makeup, I could look... exactly like him.
What did they do with the real king?
He died.
Was it an accident?
Woo-hoo, I never did ask.
And?
It was a secret. Nobody knew the king had expired. So he was secretly buried, and here I am.
And you were able to fool everybody?
I, sir, am an actor.
A very interesting story.
Yes, and like all stories, it must come to an end. I think we'll have to take you downstairs to the cellar.
Charlie, I'm afraid the show's over. You're under arrest.
I beg your pardon?
You're an escaped prisoner, a fugitive from justice, and therefore I have to take you in custody.
But I have the gun.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to ask you for the gun.
Well, I can understand your asking, but I have no intention...
Come on, don't be a chump. I may change my mind.
You may change your mind. About what?
About bringing you in. I may just leave you to your, fate.
You're asking me to come back to a life sentence in prison?
Better to be a live con than a dead king.
Yes, I see what you're trying to do.
Chump, why did they ask you to become king? Because they want to knock you off.
Really?
They were planning to have the king travel to the U.S. just so they could knock him off in this country.
Why?
So they could hit us for some cash, that's why. But the plan got gummed up because the real king died at home.
I don't believe it.
Oh? Look out the window. You ever see so many cops? Look at that mob. Where'd they come from? Look at the signs. Death to the tyrant. That's you, Charlie.
I'll take my chance.
They'll get you. The cops can't guard you forever. Come on. Leave me put the cuffs on you, and I'll sneak you out the back way. Don't let them make a sucker out of you. Look, it's all over anyhow. Doria got me a glass with your prints on it. I turned it over to my sergeant. By now, he knows who you are.
But I'll spend the rest of my life in jail.
Look, Charlie, we can make it look like you cooperated, and that could get you time off. Maybe even a pardon.
All right. Here, take the gun.
No, do not take the gun. Both, remain still.
Doria.
Do not move.
Hey, Doria.
Colonel Doria, of Morania Secret Police. You have guessed our plot, Bouncer. So now it shall reach, climax.
Huh?
You see, assassin rush into kitchen... He kill policeman on guard duty. He kill king. He escape from back door before policeman from front door can come to help.
Doria, you wouldn't shoot me.
Bouncer, you must believe from the bottom of my heart there's no hard feelings.
But they'll know he ain't the king from his fingerprints on the glass.
Oh, poor Bouncer. So sorry. I wipe king fingerprints from glass first.
Well, after a long and distinguished career on the force, it looks like I get myself outsmarted by a dame.
No, Bouncer, she's outsmarted herself. Don't move, lady. Madam, you don't want to do anything silly.
But she wiped Charlie's prints off the glass. Hey, Sarge, what made you come in?
Yeah, she wiped his off, but she forgot to wipe off her own. What do you say, Bertha?
Bertha?
Yes, ma'am. Those are your prints. Bertha Bazaar, wanted for murder.
Yeah, but that was more than 30 years ago.
Sure, but there were your prints in the files, clean and as fresh as the day they were taken.
Bertha Bazaar. Now I remember. You poisoned 3 husbands. Why'd you do it, Bertha?
Why? Because they liked to eat, and they carried a lot of insurance. When do we get married?
Well, I'll tell you. I think I'm finally able to assume the responsibilities of the wedded state.
There's lots of things you gotta do.
Yeah, I know.
Like you gotta get yourself an insurance policy.
An insurance policy?
Yeah, and then you gotta get some other...
Look, I'm starved. Can I eat first?
Oh, sure.
What do you want?
A poached egg, dry toast, and weak tea.
And wisdom of Bouncer Dugan, veteran policeman extraordinary. More guys have dug more graves with their teeth than with all the shovels that were used to build the sidewalks of New York. I'll be back in just a few moments, during which time you may or may not figure out exactly what he meant.
Help!
It's hay fever.
Help!
And the whole world seems like one big pollen farm. Don't give up. Arm yourself with ARM, allergy relief medicine. ARM gives you full antihistamine relief for dripping and sneezing, plus congestion relief for freer breathing, clearer sinuses. Antihistamine relief plus congestion relief equals ARM.
Don't give up. Arm yourself with ARM.
Take when needed, only as directed.
My old stay.
It was one of those gravy boats sunk right here on my dining room carpet.
Introducing Blue Luster Plus, the liquid carpet shampoo with degreasers that get to the bottom of your old oily soil and stains, plus brighteners to revive colors. Rent a Blue Luster shampooer at your hardware store. Use it with Blue Luster Plus, and you'll be minus those old stains.
And nothing remains of my old stains.
For me, cloud is a vacation, an adventure. There I lay, poolside, working on nothing but my tan, barely in my bikini.
Excuse me, miss. Is this chaise lounge taken?
Thank you, cloud.
When you carry Master Charge, you carry cloud.
Master Charge. For all the necessary things life demands of you, and for all the wonderful things you demand of life. Master Charge, the number one card in the world. Use its clout.
For me, a clout is getting one of those sexy 10-speed bikes, you know, racy, feet strapped to the pedals, shifting gears, a bike you drive. Gonna get one, gonna use my clout. I wonder if they come with training wheels.
When you carry Master Charge,
as the philosopher said, there are those who remember nothing, and there are those who remember everything. And then, of course, we have those who remember just enough. For those who can recall nothing are the optimists. Those who will forget nothing are the pessimists. And those in the middle are the only ones who can be truly happy. Our cast included Leon Janney, Bryna Rayburn, and Earl Hammond. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by ARM, Allergy Relief Medicine, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Time is 11:23.
Surround yourself with comfortable feelings for those beautiful moments in life.
At Wick's Furniture.
There's a feeling that surrounds you when you're proud of your fine home. A reflection. If it's right for you, it's right at Wicks Furniture.
Wicks Furniture will brighten your home for those beautiful moments in life.
Oh. Makes me want to run out and find Wicks Furniture.
Ah, yes. And once again, I survived the battle of the grocery stuff, fresh from the trenches.
You win.
I always have to battle my way through the broccoli, you know, to get away, make sure I get out without getting any.
Oh,
oh, come on. No, no. Broccoli is good.
Broccoli. If you douse it in a gallon of cheese, it's okay.
No, a gallon. You're worse than me. Stop it.
Think of it as payback for all the damage the Triffids did.
Not the Triffids, no. Those damn Triffids are everywhere.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Even Roundup doesn't work. Not them.
Probably, you know, probably as expensive as kale is, too.
Yep. I see they finally got the ice cream in the freezer.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't hear I don't hear them banging anymore. Yeah.
Yep. They finally just, you know, I think they were carted out, you know, something of a concussion, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody mentioned concussion. Or their credit card melted. The credit card melted.
Ah, the credit card melted. Okay.
There you go.
Tis the season for that sort of thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did we get a? We don't have a moral for this.
I didn't have one. I didn't actually. I know the story. I just didn't think of it. So.
All right. So
I'm sorry. I didn't have one.
CW, you make one up. Here we go. Gonna try it anyway. Erie House Radio proudly presents a garrulous moral of the story.
Good luck.
CW here with your moral, since I've been shanghaied, asked to come up with a moral. And the moral of the story is, it is good to be the king, provided they don't want to bury you anytime soon. There you go.
There you go. That was awesome.
There you go.
That was awesome. You got shot in the spotlight. We gave you a situation, and you just plowed your way through it. I knew you could do it. I knew it.
I mean, that means we should give her the chance to hit the wheel or hit the jukebox, one or the other, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I am going to, since I'm, you know, in a mobile mood, I mean, still fresh from running around and scurrying around and knocking people down in the grocery store, let's run up to the wheel. So here I go, running up to the wheel. And let's spin to win.
Hold on. Let me put a little oil on the wheel there. There we go. Give it one more shot.
All right. After the wheel has been de-rusted, here we go again.
A little WD-40.
Around she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows.
Thank you very much. Well, Gracie, I hope the people like that show tonight.
Well, I hope so, too. But there's somebody who never misses our show and loves them all. Tressa Callender.
Tressa Callender? Who is she?
Well, George, don't you remember a couple of months ago reading about that wealthy Pasadena woman who murdered her husband and hid his body under the railroad bridge?
Yeah.
Well, Tressa Callender's brother works for that railroad.
Oh, that dress a calendar.
Yes. You know, the first time I ever met her was in a shoe store. You know, I must have spent 4 or 5 hours in that store that day.
Must have bought a lot of shoes.
No, I didn't buy any.
4 or 5 hours and no shoes?
Well, when you're hot and tired, there's nothing that rests you like having a salesman take your shoes off and measure your feet.
Went into a shoe store just for that?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the only place I know. They don't take them off in a hat store.
I guess not.
And anyway, you meet much nicer people in shoe stores. I don't know why it is, but people's faces seem much more friendly with their shoes off.
Yeah, well, when you're stocking feet, you gotta be more friendly.
Well, now, take this woman who's sitting next to me. She was buying a pair of shoes for a little boy in Pomona. She said he'd been walking for 2 years. So I said, well, he can't be walking very fast. After 2 years, he certainly should be much farther than Pomona.
He should be in Kansas City by now, but you did your best to be friendly.
And not only that, she was self-conscious about her legs, so I cheered her up.
Naturally.
Yeah. She said her husband kids her because her legs don't match Betty Grable's. So I said, well, the joke's on him. They don't even match each other.
That was a nice piece of cheering.
Yes. But the next lady who sat next to me, I didn't think she was very nice.
Well, it takes all kinds of women to make a shoe store.
Well, imagine telling the salesman she wanted to exchange a couple of pairs of shoes for her sons because they were too tight.
You said?
And I said, well, just because they drink a little, I certainly wouldn't trade them for a pair of shoes. I'd sober them up and give them another chance.
I see. What about saying goodnight?
Oh, I should say not. I was so mad at her that I walked right out
Gracie,
and left the store.
Gracie, I mean the people that are watching us.
Oh, well, I'm not mad at them. Good night, everybody.
I'll bet people can hear me better when I turn the mics back on.
I'll bet they can. I wonder what you was waiting on there.
Yeah.
You know, I thought maybe perhaps you left the room or
went out to
get some ice cream.
Oh, boy. Don't give me any ideas. That would be a lovely idea, but...
Hey, Dale, you know what you should share if you still have it there? That amazing Mad Daddy story you were sharing in the after party a few weeks ago. Do you still have that on?
I don't think I still have it in there, but I can load it up. We probably got plenty of time.
Yeah, it was about a 5 or 6 minute piece, so yeah. But... amazing, though.
I got it. It was about a three-minute piece, really.
Okay.
Are you talking about the Joker where he tells that story, the practical?
Yeah. That's a fun little piece
shot
there, so.
And just as a refresher for them of you what ain't familiar with it, Mad Daddy Pete Myers, crazy disc jockey from the late 1950s, early 60s here in the land of Cleves. The guy was an amazing, he had an amazing patter. He was almost like a rapper, could make rhymes on the fly. He was just a genius. In any event, he cut a record, and there was a little piece on here about the Practical Joker. I think this is it. Let me see.
I love a good practical joke.
Yep, this is
it. Yep, this whole thing started when my crazy buddy Melvin hooked a smoke bomb to my car.
Bluey. Boy, I love a good practical joke. So after I pick up the hood of the car and throw it in the trunk, I whip over to the post office to drop off the package for Melvin. Boy, what a package. Took me 3 hours to get the Excelsior wadded in just right so you wouldn't know there was a live cobra inside. Boy, was he surprised. I love a good practical joke. Next day, I hear from Melvin with a bang. I guess he was pretty sore about that snake because in the middle of the night, he paints out the white line on the road that goes past my house. And he paints another one right up my driveway through the living room and pow! I hear this big noise and there's this diesel truck roaring through my backyard wearing my bathtub for a radiator cap. I love a good practical joke. And you know Melvin's nuts about golf. So I sneak over to where he plays and I grab his golf bag out of the locker. Get this, I cut holes in all the balls and I hollow them out and I fill them up with nitroglycerin. Boy! What a drive! Pow! All of a sudden, from hole 1 to 18, one big sand trap. But I didn't stay one up on old Melvin long, boy. Oh, what a mad cat he is. He gets this lion out of the zoo, and he shaves off all the mane, and he chains it up out and back to Rover's house. Lucky I caught the gag before the lion caught me. Too bad about the mailman, though. I love a good practical joke. You know, Melvin uses an electric razor, and here I am hooking high-tension wires from the third rail on the train track that runs by where he lives when he comes home to shave with 6,000 volts. Boy, will he be burning. Hey. Hey. What's that green smoky stuff coming in under the door? Poison gas. Man, that Melvin's done it again. Matt, I love a good practical joke.
Yeah. Yep. That's our boy, Mad Daddy Pete Myers. I might be able to dig up some more on him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. I guess it's good to have friends.
I sent you that hour, close to an hour of Mad Daddy off of a air check, I think. And
yeah.
Just Dale, his commercials that he does, that he personally does, they just blow me away.
Yeah.
That guy to do commercials for me.
This particular, you know, this thing, it's called The Practical Joker that he did. I mentioned this when we were talking about it in the after party. It has almost like a Stan Freberg-ish quality to it, does it not?
It does, yeah. With the voice and the presentation, yeah.
Yeah, one of the voices almost sounded like Dawes Butler, or some of his inflections, I should say. Yeah.
Yeah, this and the theme of this, who did the Masochistic Tango?
That was Tom Lehrer.
Tom Lehrer.
Yes.
There's another genius. He did the song about the chemicals, too, and everything. The elements,
The elements.
He's rather intelligent.
And he's a man that turned all of his music and not the recordings, but all the music, because he doesn't own the rights to the recordings, but all the music and all the lyrics have been put into public domain so that people can perform them.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Hmm.
Yes, I remember. Yes, he's a very humble fellow when it comes to his music playing. Yeah, he's very intelligent. I think he went on to be a mathematics teacher or a professor in some regard.
He was a mathematics professor, yeah. even when he did this, except for the time that he was in the war. He wasn't a mathematics professor. Well, not in the war, but in when he was drafted. That was, I think it was between, he was drafted, I think, between Korean War and the Vietnam War, but he still was drafted.
Yeah, I mean, what is it? These totally brilliant people go into music. I mean, he's a professor of mathematics. Kris Kristofferson is a rogue scholar. I mean, you know, and just so humble about his music. I would think, yeah, that's me, the Masochistic Tango. Yeah, I also have a PhD, but never mind about that. I wrote the Masochistic Tango, yeah. Well, that would be me anyway.
I'm with PhD. You on that. No, I'm with you on that. I would also be far more proud of the Masochism Tango than like, so untying the Gordian knot or, you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so what, you know, bad. The Fibonacci number thingamabob and big whoop, who cares? I wrote that song. It's me.
Oh, yes.
I can buy a PhD online.
I can at least rent one, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And that's, I don't have a problem with that.
So, Dale, what's on
what?
Next week?
Nothing. We quit.
We do.
Oh, man.
No. We're laughing it up, man. Laughing it up. It's not as funny as you think. Because some of them are quite serious, like Inner Sanctum, Death as a Joker, The Shadow, The Laughing Corpse, and Suspense, You Can Die Laughing. And then we're going to have some childish laughter next Saturday with some more CBS Radio Mystery Theater. So, yeah, that's what's coming up. And then our Christmas shows will be the following week. We have decided to do Thursday and Friday on the weekend before Christmas rather than just to let everybody hang out Christmas Eve for them which they want to or have to.
with what they want to, yeah, there you go. Yep.
Yeah, in a way to escape from all those family and friends who knock down your door and are asking
yep.
for free food and trying to get presents
yep.
out of you.
That's the furry yeah. ones are always the ones
yeah.
that are beating on our door asking for treats and food. And
and shameless and promotion here. Shameless promotion time.
Okay,
we
good.
Have just completed this year's the third annual Weirdness Christmas Music parody video.
Oh, that's
and
right.
It's posted.
Woo!
It's posted on the Eerie House page. It's posted on my Facebook page. It's posted on the Weirdness Really Bad page and the WeirdnessReallyBadMovie.com. You can catch it any of those places. It
oh,
is a
TikTok.
Fun one.
Don't forget
it
your
is
TikTok.
A fun one. You know what? I need to put that on TikTok. I just put up the other one there. I do need to put that up on TikTok, though. So, yeah. I do have the Senior Moment Christmas song. I just currently posted there. So, but, it's in all those videos. We will get TikTok because I got close to 3,000 views there already and 14 followers. So don't miss that, Alan. If you go to TikTok.com and look up for WRBM Dave, you'll find me. Me
yep,
and Neil.
He's everywhere. Internet Archive, The Vortex, Yay Dave.
You name it.
Yay, well done.
It is a fun video.
Want to thank our live listeners
I hope y'all
and
check
chatters.
It.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next Friday at 6:30 Eastern. Ta-ta.
The castle lights are growing dim. There's no one left but me and him.
And her.
When next we meet in Frankenstone. Don't
practically.
Come alone.
Vince, we talked about this.
Can you dig it?
I can dig it.
Yeah, man. I can dig her old doll, dig it, man.
Can you dig it? I knew you could. What was that from? Oh,
can
something on
it?
Saturday Night
could.
Live, I think. Yeah. Can you dig
it?
I knew
okay.
you could. Yeah, it was some running gag for a while. I don't know. way back in the old days when Saturday Night Live was actually funny.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's the last of the variety shows out there. So, and sometimes they do get some good skits together. So, as long as they rain.
I try watching a couple of them, and boy, it's tough. You know, I guess I don't understand today's humor. I understand humor, but I don't understand the humor on there. But again, there's a lot of pressure of trying to come up with something every week. So they just rely almost strictly upon political figures and things like that. So
yeah.
And when they don't, it makes even less sense than the politics.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I have
that's
to admit,
just my
they,
own
the
personal week. Opinion.
Well, they did have one that was really popular. It was with Ryan Gosling, the three friends that are captured by the extraterrestrials. That was a few years ago, before the pandemic smacked us all in the nose.
So they had a good skit 4 or 5 years ago. Okay. I'll give them that.
It was hilarious. I was quite shocked. I mean, it was knocked down, falling down, hilarious. And they did also a sequel to that as well, which was even funnier than the first, which is even a rarer thing. They did it 2017, 18. So I was shocked because usually the sequels aren't as good as the original. This one was even better.
Huh. It's hard maybe for Dave and I, too, when we started off with the greats. I mean, you had Belushi and Chase and
Aykroyd.
Aykroyd. Later on, Bill Murray came along. The absolute greats of comedy. And then it's hard to follow up something that good.
Yeah, they had a few bright moments after that. I did enjoy their Celebrity Jeopardy shows with the second cast or so. I thought those were pretty funny.
Some of those were pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, especially the Sean Connery ones, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alex, I'll take the rapist for 100. A therapist.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I always did. I really was impressed by Alec Baldwin's Trump impersonations. That was really funny. I liked it very much.
He had him down to a T. He did have him down to a T.
Yeah, he has a certain way of speaking.
Yeah.
But that's a good impressionist, I think, you know, when we grew up with Rich Little and a few others that...
Frank Gorshin was a great... Frank Gorshin was great. And George Kirby was really good. I mean, it just... We came
oh,
up,
my
we
God.
Up with,
I haven't heard George Kirby in forever.
Yeah. But the only way
George
they could make a living
Kirby,
after a
mean?
While, and I don't understand it, was in Vegas. I remember a summer series. I think they called them the Impressionists, and they got like 4 or 5 of those guys together, and they did parodies of movies and stuff. It was absolutely amazing. It was great.
Oh yeah, there's something on YouTube with Frank Gorshin, Rich Little. There is. I think even George Segal. I don't know if it was a tribute to Jimmy Cagney. Yeah, it was. And they were all three up there. It's on YouTube. I don't know what that algorithm must think of me. Half the time I'm going to K-pop, the other time I'm going backwards in time watching like the Marx Brothers or the Ritz Brothers. They must think a really psycho person is on there.
You're just keeping them on their toes. Good work.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what happened to me, and I don't know what happened and how I can change it, but all my ads on YouTube, now I don't like the ads to begin with, but they all come across in German. Now, I don't understand why I end up with a bunch of German ads. But I need to get that off. I mean, it's even worse in German than it is in English. If somebody can figure out what I did or what they did, I don't know. I watched a German silent film once or something, and next thing I know, I'm getting all German ads.
They are watching you, yeah?
Yeah. In the meantime, why are sauerkraut, is
sauerkraut. Sauerkraut, very good, yeah.
We are still watching you, by the way. We are watching you every day. A bit of it.
Yes. Well, have a nice day. We're watching you.
You're
a friendly Gestapo.
Oh, yes. You're watching that rerun of Hogan's Heroes again. Oh, you know nothing. You see nothing. You hear nothing. Remember that. Do you use a virtual private network, Dave?
Do I use a private? I use a VPN, yeah.
Is your VPN just automatic, or do you set it to a particular area on the planet?
I let it find different places for me. I'm in Chicago right now.
That's probably why. You're probably here in
Are you in Chicago? What?
Yeah, but if I send down to Atlanta, I don't understand the accent there either.
But I'm thinking that may be the reason why. If you just have a VPN that goes on automatic where you don't set it to a particular area, it may be either putting you in Germany or Austria or Switzerland.
Oh, maybe.
No, this is Chicago, USA. This is Chicago, USA, yeah.
So its destination is showing that you have that you're in Chicago?
We told you we are in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're in Chicago.
They never suspect.
You know what? I looked at support here, and the question comes up: how do I stop getting German ads? I'm not the only one. Oh, why?
I told you not to go to those sites, Dave.
Oh dear.
Oh, you haven't gone to the archive to listen last night, did you? We were naughty.
I heard the thing that you said about the they weren't pastries that he said.
We didn't say that. You know, the microphone didn't pick
look,
it up
I'm
for
that,
it.
Yeah. I have an excuse. I'm diabetic. I have to keep my mind on other things. Different kind
I
of
have
sugar.
The ruler. I have the ruler right here.
Boom.
I have the ruler right here in my hand. Right here.
I told you not to talk that way in front of the penguin.
Yeah.
If you remember
all
that's
right.
Dead Aykroyd said just before
brothers.
They got whacked.
Of course the come out. Ow,
beat the hell out of him with that yardstick.
I love the way she just...
Go ahead.
No, I love the way that actually she floated backwards through the doorway.
Yep. Oh, yeah. She must have been on wheels or something. She didn't even move. She just floated back. That was awesome.
Yep.
Gave her more of a ominous visage. That was such a good movie. Such a fun movie.
Oh, yes. Excessive violence for apprehending the Blues Brothers has been approved.
Yeah. Yep. Between the Blues Brothers and Smokey and the Bandit, I wonder how many cop cars got destroyed.
Oh, God.
More than I could afford, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That was
all
a lot of car crashing.
All those cars, again, that would probably just about equal my grocery bill for today.
And I would love, not with all the people in it, but I would love to drive through a mall like that. Ever since that movie, it's like, if I could only just...
Well, I'll tell you, you may have given somebody an idea, because considering that a lot of malls are going out of business, that would be a way for them to make some money. Have you ever wanted to just bash your way through a mall? Well, come on, folks. This mall is now defunct, but we got a car and we got a helmet. Come on, for a nominal fee, it's all yours.
You just got to sign this little waiver here. We have a recently decommissioned police car for you to use too.
We'll even throw in the sunglasses.
Got cigarettes.
Yeah. Hit it.
Yeah. Oh, the music was so good too. I mean, you had Cab Calloway. You had all those musicians that formed the band. They were all so good. Steve Cropper and what's his name? Dave Letterman's band guy.
Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer. Wasn't he the one who arranged a lot of the music for them, too?
I think he did, yeah.
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 And you had Aretha Franklin. You had Ray Charles.
Oh, my God, yeah. That street scene with Ray Charles. With his song.
Oh, when he was driving the bus? When he was driving the bus? I like that one.
No. He was working at the music store.
Yeah, he had the music shop.
Which is the one where he was driving the bus? Which movie was that? He was driving the bus.
Maybe Blues Brothers 2? I don't know.
I don't remember.
But I saw Blues Brothers 2. I don't remember him driving a bus. Now I'm going to have to look that up tonight.
Yeah, he was at Ray's music store. They were trying to buy a...
Okay, that's right, yeah.
Some instruments.
Let's see.
Yeah.
For
the big gig to save the...
What was that?
Orphanage.
It was in Spy Hard, okay.
Ah.
It was in Spy Hard.
Weird Al movie?
With Leslie Nielsen. Yeah, Weird Al's movie with the... No. Well, Spy Hard, Weird Al just did the theme song to it.
Yeah,
that was Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, the opening was Spy Hard. He did a great music video to that too, Spy Hard.
Oh, that's hilarious, yeah. Yeah, that's where he was driving the bus, wasn't it? Was in Spy Hard, yeah.
The one thing,
because you gotta spy hard, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't just spy, you gotta spy hard.
Spy hard. Speaking of Leslie Nielsen, I wish that when he did Wrong
to Be Accused. Put that in the chat. Green M&Ms? Shame on you.
That's better than broccoli and Brussels sprouts.
Well, there's certainly
green
M&Ms.
At least I'm getting my greens in.
It's better after effect anyway.
My doctor said I should eat more salad, so I made a Twinkie salad.
Twinkie salad. Oh my God!
Oh,
wow!
Mind blown.
Oh my! Sorry about that.
After hearing Twinkie salad, I don't feel so badly about buying a bag of tortilla chips. At least they're whole grain.
Oh
no!
Oh man!
Earlier.
Apple cider turmeric ginger probiotic.
Yay.
After all this, I better live at least 157 years, or
you
I'll
better.
Be very upset.
I have no intention of living to be that long. Nope.
It's always the things that you never intend to do.
I don't
always
want to live that long. I can't imagine how bad I would feel by then.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh,
talk about sugar problems now, Dale. Wow.
It hurts, man. Getting old.
It hurts being young when you're flying off your bicycle and bouncing on the concrete or bouncing off your skateboard.
Well, see, but at that age, you still bounce. You don't bounce.
Yeah. Back. Bumbles bounce.
No, seriously, I did a header on my bicycle as a kid. by the time I was 14, I could tell you when it was going to rain. So it still hurts even when you're young. You may repair a little more quickly. But,
I have a few bones that are barometers for me, too, from some auto wrecks. Oh, it's not, yeah. It's not always rain.
Dad.
It's like a shift in the barometer of some kind, which is usually a storm coming.
Or when it gets really cold, too. The cold, yeah.
Yeah, or it's air pressure. You can see that if a tornado is coming, you can, the barometer's falling, and you can feel something.
Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting because my grandfather, May, my mom's dad, he was a half-breed. His mom was full-blooded Indian. And what's interesting is when a storm was heading our direction, his whole face would change color. It was just really unique.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
You might want to say more in the lines of mixed heritage, actually.
I get tired of political correctness at times. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to hurt anybody, but on the other hand, come on.
Yeah, people got to lighten up and learn how to take
it. He never talked about it. He never talked about being, half Indian. He found more about it after he passed because that's when family would talk about it.
Oh, did you ever find out what nation or tribe he belonged to? Or
I, you know what, I think they did know, but I don't know that. Yeah.
No.
I don't know what's out there in western Ohio.
I'd be proud to find out. There's half of my heritage I may never know, and if I found out that I was anything, I think whatever it is, I'd be a little proud of it because it's like, all right, it's part of me, so it's all good.
No, I don't have a problem with it, but I'm not going to beat somebody up because they say something about Indians or Native Americans or indigenous persons, as it's down to now. Cheese and crackers.
I resort to the lower form of comedy. If somebody whacks me with an insult, I got like 10 fired up, loaded up back. Come on, bring it. if it's mean spirited, if it's all in fun, then it's all in fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But some, you know, you can kind of tell when someone's being mean spirited
you can say something to be right. You can say something to be cruel or just to be angry, but you can also say something that isn't fun. And and Dale, as you know, stereotypes are funny, and they're funny for a reason, because there's usually some truth to it.
Yeah,
truth to it.
Yeah, or
not always.
Not always, but there's.
I didn't say all. I said there's some truth to it a lot of times. Most times.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's
not,
because
there
is enough truth to it. That's why it is funny. And
example, most guys are like Dagwood. They go in the kitchen. They make a sandwich that's the size of Mount Everest, and they don't tidy up after themselves.
And
well, I so what's your point?
And
what's your point?
I don't know. There was
aware of it.
There, but it got lost between the sardines and the Swiss cheese on rye. I don't know.
That's why, like when I was a disc jockey, and I would tell some jokes that were. People would roar today that were quite misogynistic, but I would always follow up to hit the other side and make fun of men, or a perception or whatever. A stereotype can be seen as a trope. You know what I mean? A trope is something that like is a common perception, I think, to me. And it may be a common misperception, but it's still an understanding. Sometimes required for a joke.
Yeah, I mean, for example, Joan Rivers, she was always talking about Joan Rivers and Phyllis Diller. They were always talking about themselves as housewives, their husbands. You know, Joan Rivers had her Edgar. Phyllis Diller had Fang as her husband and whatnot, going back and forth. And it was hilarious because they kept it in the nucleus of
themselves, their family, what they went through and everything else. Whereas I don't know to this day how Don Rickles didn't get killed. I mean, the man insulted everything and everyone under the sun.
Mr. Warmth, yes,
the guy was just brimming over with warmth and charm and Bob Wire and arsenic and radioactive.
I got news for you. In Vegas, celebrities tried to get as close to the stage as they could because they wanted to be insulted by him.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
It's not to the point of it was an honor to be insulted by Mr. Rickles.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was, sure. Otherwise, why would you do it? Except for the fact that, you know, and because they also know that he'd always soften up towards the end and not be near as mean as he was at the during the show. But, but you know, he didn't mean it. That's the thing. He didn't mean it. He was just having fun with it.
It was his delivery, the way that he was doing it. He was definitely insulting you, but you could tell by the delivery it wasn't something that was malice or meant to be evil and cruel.
That's the thing. He was not a mean-spirited delivery.
Right. And he was like that. Even as a person, from what I could tell, some people who got to know and be friends with him towards the end told stories about Don Rickles after he passed, and you know, he was that was who he was. You know, it just he never meant to hurt anybody, and but he during conversations he would just do that to people.
You know, I feel like I'm in Alaska right now. It's not even 8:30, and it's as though it's midnight right now. I mean,
it's been that way here for an hour and a half, I think.
Yeah.
The days are going to get shorter and shorter until what? The winter equinox hits about the 21st or the 20th or some such thing?
Thereabouts. Yeah, something like 21st, yeah.
Then the days start to lighten up a little more. Because this getting dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon is for the vampires.
Well, that happened because of the time change. You know, they bumped it back an hour, and that screwed everything up.
Bring that fall back. You know, either just doing it and leave it alone or stop doing it, because they keep debating this every single summer. Well, we're
stop
not going to do
it.
This anymore, or winter or autumn
stop,
or whatever.
Stop doing it. It makes no sense. It doesn't prove anything. So, well, that way the kids are, you know, when they go to school, there's light. I said, okay. So when they get off the bus at the end of the day, it's already dark. You know? you didn't prove anything.
Yeah. I guess to the point, I even have to put my backpack off and get my flashlight because I can't find my way home.
Yeah. Oh, CW, you would appreciate this meme that just came across my feed here. Okay? It's a picture of Karen Black holding the Zuni doll.
Yeah!
And it says, the title says, when you order Elf on a Shelf from Wish.
Oh, yes. I've seen some of the stuff on Wish.
That's a good meme.
That's classic. That is classic.
Oh, my gosh.
But you're quite right. We don't need daylight savings time because every child over the age of 3 months has their own smart device.
No.
They have a GPS, built in. They can call an Uber or a Lyft. They can text their parents, hey, I'm out of school.
We should not be in a hurry for our children to grow up. Let them enjoy being children and innocent and having fun.
And that in the fact you can also put a tracking device on your kid's smart device and know exactly where they are. Yeah.
Plenty of time.
You're at the library.
Plenty of time later in life for life to kick them in the teeth.
Yeah.
They don't need the electronica right now, the little ones.
Not yet. Not until they're then make them into Borg. Resistance is futile. We are the Borg.
I wouldn't mind being a cyborg. If I lose some limbs from diabetes or something, yeah, give me some, make me some $6 million man stuff.
For $6 million this year, you'll be able to get maybe an arm. That's it, if you're lucky.
Yeah. I'll probably just glue a stick on the end. Here, use that.
Or you can buy a 3D printer. I almost bought a 3D printer when I first bought them at the bookstore. They had them out, and I was thinking, this is great, but I have no idea what the heck I would do with it.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen them now up at Micro Center. I've seen it now for $99 for a cheap 3D printer.
Yeah, and you can print some great stuff. I know what I print now. I went to a place and they were printing 3D Green Lantern rings.
Ooh, okay.
And it was really nice. I got one that had an error in it, so they were selling those at a discount. The 3D printers have remarkably improved. They have threading that they use instead of just all plastic. I think they have a metal or a light metal that they will use, so you can get something metallic. So you can print, you know, wrenches. Well, you can always print wrenches and everything. And the big, big, big mammoth 3D printers can do houses. You do the walls and plumbing, and a printer can make a printer. It's Skynet, man. Skynet's coming.
It's Skynet, man. Well, gang, my audio keeps fading in and out. And
really?
To be quite honest, I'm running out of gas.
Maybe
so
it's, maybe that's
maybe.
Maybe it's your ears and not your audio.
It could be. What?
Well, in that case, I think CW's. It's time for you to do your thing.
I'm earning my keep here. Knock knock, Mr. Durante. We have the stage prepared just for you.
Good night.
Hey.
It's time to say good night.
Good night, folks. And good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever.
Do you mind signing off the radio?